The Story Behind the Song. In the little English countryside town of Wainscott in Yorkshire in the year 1772, the pastor of one of the small, struggling churches was one Dr. John Fawcett. He and his good wife had shared the duties of ministering to their flock for many years, and now were growing toward the winter of their lives in the happiness that comes from good works. One day, while her husband was engrossed in study for his sermon the following Sunday, Mrs. Fawcett was tending her flowers in the front garden.
Very heavy this morning?
Not very, no. I've most finished it anyways. Here, I've got a letter for the Reverend, Mrs. Fawcett.
Oh, really? Where is it from, Jamie? Do you know?
Aye, that I do. It's from London town.
London? Oh, very well. Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, that's all right. I hope it ain't bad news, Abdul.
London. John.
Aye? Here I am, my dear, in the study.
Jamie's just been here.
Oh? Were there any letters?
Aye, one. It's from London, John.
London? Well, I wonder who could be writing me from the big town.
You'd better open it, John. It looks very important. It has a gold wax seal on the back.
Yes.
What is it, John? Not bad news.
Good, wife. We've wanted to go together to Newfields, haven't we?
Aye. We've talked about it oftentimes.
We've thought for years now that duty seemed to be calling us to leave our church here, to follow our work somewhere else, haven't we?
Aye, John. I've often told you I thought your training and your education had fitted you for bigger tasks than were offered here in Wainscott.
Then here it is.
Oh, John.
Aye. Here is the call. One of the most influential churches in London sends me this, inviting me to take the work left by the good Dr. Gill. It will not be easy, my dear, leaving all the good people we've come to know so well and to love.
Aye.
The Davies, Mrs. Hawkes and the twins, old Jamie, Philip Rogers, the Jasons and all the rest.
I know. Yes, it will be hard telling them. But, John, I'm sure they'll understand. Our friends here in our beloved little town would be the first to want you to take advantage of greater opportunities.
I think they will. I hope so. My dear, let us kneel and pray over this. Let us ask Almighty God that He guide us in the right path to duty. Our Heavenly Father, we ask thy divine guidance in this our hour to make this decision of great import. We beseech thee to give unto us some light, that we may know the right from the wrong, that we may separate the chaff from the wheat, our own desires from thy service.
Thank you.
the next Sunday came, dawning brightly, seeming to portend that the course John Fawcett has chosen was sound. And as he concluded his sermon...
And so, my friends, this is farewell. We ask that you will pray for us in our new field, that your thoughts may sustain us as we journey afar to our new work, to our new duties. May God's judgment guide us all to a happier reunion before his golden throne upon that great day of glory to come. May the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all the heavenly hosts.
They were sad, John. They just couldn't express what was in their hearts.
Oh, my dear, I hope we have done the right thing.
I'm sure we have. I'm sure of it.
The days sped along, busy, active days of packing, of selecting household articles to take with them and those to be left behind. One by one, pictures, books, little pieces of bric-a-brac, all found their way into boxes and trunks and barrels. Loving hands made the task easier, but nonetheless touching and pathetic. Finally, the two wagons were loaded, and John Fawcett and his wife stood at the door of their cottage for one last look.
Well... this is goodbye to the old place.
Aye. Goodbye to all the trials and tribulations and heartache.
And the joys, too. We mustn't forget them.
No. Come, John. The good people of the congregation are all gathered there outside with the wagons. We must not let them see tears in our eyes. It would be unkind.
I cannot look back once more. Let us go, then.
Look, John. Here comes old Jamie.
Well, Jamie?
Reverend and Mrs. Fawcett, if you please, if it be God's will that you go from us, then our hearts go with you to London town. But please, even at this late hour, if it be in your hearts to make a change of mind, we'd be most grateful.
Oh, John, this is worse than I thought it could be.
There, my dear. We'll be out to the wagons in a moment, Jamie.
Aye, sir.
John, I cannot bear this.
Nor I.
And what can we do? I'm sorry we made this decision, but it's too late now, I guess.
No, it's not too late.
Why, what do you mean?
Come with me.
Here we are. Here comes Reverend. Well.
Unload the wagons. What? Who of you will help us?
You mean, Reverend, you mean you're not going away?
No, we are not going to London. We stay here. In Wainscott.
With tears of joy now, the congregation, men, women, and the boys and girls, make short work of unloading the Fawcett goods and replacing them in the little house. Pictures went back to their old places on the walls. Books flew into the shelves of the study and dishes into the cupboards of the kitchen. When the work was finished, in a quarter of the time it had taken to pack, those who had gathered there, led by old Jamie, prayed in genuine thanksgiving that John Fawcett and his good wife had been guided to remain with them. The next Sunday, Dr. John Fawcett ended his sermon with a few verses, words he had written in the quiet of his study the evening before, words inspired by the crisis he and his good wife had safely passed. What were those words? You know them. You've sung them many a time.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear.